We now move towards the end of the conference, and it's left to me to do closing remarks. So I've got a couple of things to say as party chairperson. First of all, thanks to Billy Webb as our elected party president for chairing party conference today from the beginning and towards the end. Thank you very much, Billy. Thank you also to all those who volunteered in terms of stewarding and the speaker cards and all the rest of it. That's greatly appreciated. All time and all those efforts were given entirely voluntarily, and it's greatly appreciated from myself as the party chair and by the party. But thank you very much to all those who volunteered to make today possible. And lastly, in relation to thanks, it's thanks to all the staff who made this possible. This didn't just occur. There was weeks and weeks and weeks of work put in place to make this possible. And for those who were here yesterday and then up this morning, potentially at 6 o'clock this morning, making this possible, thank you so much to the staff, especially Sharon and Debbie in headquarters and those other ones who assisted. It's greatly appreciated, and thank you very much to the staff. In terms of my closing remarks as party chair, the theme that we have adopted for conference and also for our election campaign is Step Forward. And I want to thank you all for stepping forward and coming to conference today, spending your Saturday to come along and to stay right till the very end. I'm long enough in the party to know that sometimes the attendance towards the very end of the conference cannot be that good. But actually, this is very strong attendance here. And thank you all for stepping forward and for coming along to conference. Thank you for stepping forward and joining Alliance, joining the political party is not something many people do, and it's an act of courage to do, but thank you for doing that and stepping forward. Thank you for stepping forward and supporting Alliance. Many of you are involved in the election campaign at the moment, which is vitally important, out delivering leaflets, doing surveys, and that is something that I'm greatly appreciative of and that the party is. Also, for those who are standing for election, have stepped forward and put their name forward to stand for election, it's an act of great courage to do that, and we're greatly appreciative of that, and it's something that we wish you best wishes. And for those who are currently leading change as elected representatives and have stepped forward already and are elected in office, then great thanks to them for the work that they're doing as elected representatives and dealing with things. Anna had to sit in the Assembly for 2 days dealing with local government bill amendments. How many was there, Anna? 114 amendments, not that many, and had to deal with that for 2 days with some people who can be slightly difficult, if that's being more diplomatic. But thank you for those who are leading change and stepping forward as elected representatives. Really, the challenge for us is to change society as a political party and to encourage people to believe that that change is possible. And people sometimes doubt whether change is possible. And I'm someone who grew up in the Troubles, born in 1976, and grew up in the Troubles when nearly every day someone was being murdered or there had been a bombing. And things have changed. We have a relative peace around that, and that is a drastic change that we can see in today. I also grew up thinking that I would not be elected to serve as an elected representative because of my sexuality. And things have changed. I was elected. I was elected over quota, and I was elected as Mayor of North Down. So things do change, and there's no glass ceilings in politics anymore. I'm greatly privileged to have the opportunity to serve as Mayor of North Down since June of last year, and my whole focus on that is to be as inclusive as possible, to reach out to people who have not been included within the civic life of North Down, and to give them a voice and to give them the sense of inclusion and the sense of appreciation that they deserve. And that's something I'm very, very passionate about. I'm also very passionate to ensure that we have the opportunity to do that again across all different council areas, and that's when the focus really is upon the elections. I joined the party back in 2008, and it was a very small party. I remember going to the post-conference dinner. It wasn't on the Friday night, it was on the Saturday night, and there was approximately six tables. And the conference was much smaller. But now we have a party which has changed. We have two ministers in the Northern Ireland Executive. We have an MP, and we also have a very strong European candidate getting ready to stand for the election and to be able to give us a chance to be represented by a pro-European candidate in Brussels. We have changed as a party. We're a strong party. But to give more people the opportunity to witness that change and to experience that change, we need to get a strong showing at the election. And that's where we need to help people step forward and vote Alliance. So I encourage you all to go back to your constituencies today and prepare for the election campaign, because that's what we're going to do, is we're going to step forward and we're going to change Northern Ireland. So it falls to me to formally close conference, but also before you all go, to announce that, and this is different than previous years, because usually once conference closes, people hang around, but what we're going to do is we want to keep you here, and there will be a fringe event in the Glen Suite immediately after this conference is closed. And Lucid Talk, who do polling and do political analysis, are having an event which is chaired by Naomi Long, MP, our Deputy Leader, and I encourage many people to attend that. It will give you an insight in relation to the current situation and the potential changes from people who are very experienced in relation to that. It's free of charge, there's no fee, and it's in the Glen Suite. But thank you all for coming, and thank you for stepping forward. Thank you.